You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, again joined on the other side of the glass by our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, down to one more day to go before you hit the stage as part of the Shakespeare in the Park with the River and Woods Theater Company. So I imagine you're very excited.
Yes, I am.
And
very
excited. And the thing about it, it is not just your show. And you're part of the Comedy of Errors, which will be at 6 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We talked about that with a couple of the performers yesterday. And today we're going to talk about the first show of the day, each of these 3 days, A Midsummer Night's Dream. It is the kids show, which will be at 2 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Stewart Park. And very happy to be joined in studio by Bayla Fritz and Ariana Bloom. And ladies, first of all, thank you for coming on over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Midsummer Night's Dream, William Shakespeare. And I guess the first thing I'm going to ask each of you is to tell us, what roles are you playing in the production?
All right. Well, I'm Bayla, just so you know my voice, I guess.
Very good.
And I'm going to be playing Hermia.
And Ariana?
I am going to be playing Helena.
Let me ask you both. Have you either of you been involved in Shakespeare before? Is this the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, you have. Yeah. Veterans of Shakespeare.
No. It's our first time Shakespeare.
First time ever. What has been the challenge of Shakespeare? Because obviously it's a different kind of language than I think what we're used to. For each of you, what's been maybe the biggest challenge of this show?
Definitely the words. Yeah. The words play.
It's in prose, so that helps because it's got patterns, but the words are very
We don't
different.
Use them on a regular day basis.
I don't think any of us do, absolutely. Do you find it a fun challenge? How has it been like a duck to water for both of you? I mean, how difficult has this process been?
For me, I feel like in the beginning, trying to memorize stuff at first was definitely very difficult because it's like, what is that word? What is that one? But then you kind of get into a rhythm of it, I feel like, and get used to it after a few weeks.
Definitely.
Ariana, do you find the same thing?
I do. Very much.
In terms of each of your theatrical careers, obviously you're both very young. First of all, how old are you? What grade are you heading into this year?
So I'm 17, and I'm going to be a senior this year.
Where are you going to school?
I go to Wausau East High School.
Okay, and Bayla?
And I am 16, and I'm going to be a junior, and I go to DC Everest.
Oh, very good. So both Everest and Wausau East both being represented here. And how much theater have each of you done in your young careers at this point?
I feel like we've both done quite a good amount. I started in officially in seventh grade, and I haven't stopped. So
when did you start, Ariana?
So I did a play in eighth grade, but then later on I got into it during my sophomore year.
What is it about the theater that then originally drew you in and it's kept you here and continuing to perform?
Just the way that the words move your heart. All the music that comes with it, the art itself is just so powerful and moving and has such great meaning to it.
If each of you had a favorite production you've been part of up to this point?
You go first. I need time to think.
I would probably have to say, that's so hard. I guess I could say Hadestown was pretty fun when we did Hadestown.
I'm jealous of you guys for that one, I fear.
We cried all. Oh my gosh, it was so bad. No, it was good. I know. But
emotional.
Yes.
Bayla, have you been able to figure something out here?
I think so. I think it was one of our younger shows, but it was a Christmas Carol musical because there were so many opportunities for everybody, and I had a really good time doing that one.
For this production, A Midsummer Night's Dream, coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, for folks who may not be familiar with either Shakespeare or this show, maybe a thumbnail sketch. What are they going to see when they come and see this production? What jumps out, I guess, number one for both of you, maybe the first time that you read the show, what jumps out about this production?
It's very dramatic, and it feels almost all over the place, sort of, with there's a bunch of different, like, side plots going on at the same time, for sure.
Yeah, there's definitely a love triangle happening.
Maybe a square.
Maybe a square.
Promise, don't know.
Lots of jealousy.
How many people are involved in this production?
I think we're going to have to count. Probably. Because we've got our... We have the groups of the Mechanicals, which are the little acting group. There's like maybe five or six of them.
Mm-hmm.
The four lovers, the fairies.
Yeah, the king and the queen fairies.
Yeah. I'm going to estimate maybe like 20,
I
maybe
was
going
to say 20 yeah. about.
For each of you, let's go back to, we started off by asking what roles you played. Do you have a favorite moment in this show for each of you that it could be something that involves you, it could be something that involves maybe another of your castmates as well, but is there a favorite moment for each of you in this production?
I think we both have the same
the fight.
Yeah, the fight scene.
Yeah,
it's between Helena and Hermia, and it is so funny. We love it so
yeah,
much.
I try not to laugh every single time. I think the premise is basically is we've got the two guys we like in the show, and they liked my character, but suddenly they like her character.
And I think that she's like getting them to like bully me about it, like this is all a joke.
Yeah. And I think she stole my man. And
we're like best friends, and then all of a sudden this lover's quarrel is happening and we fight it out
physically and verbally.
We will have more with Bela Fritz and Ariana Bloom, cast members of A Midsummer Night's Dream from the River and Woods Theater Company. That is starting on Thursday and then shows Friday and Saturday as well at 2 p.m. More with Bela and Ariana at 7:52. Coming up next, it's the Farm Report, and then back with more with Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. On 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Again, we're talking to Bela Fritz and Ariana Bloom, cast members of A Midsummer Night's Dream from the River and Woods Theater Company, which will be performing on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. At Stewart Park. Their show will be at 2 p.m. as part of Shakespeare in the Park, both A Midsummer Night's Dream at 2 p.m. and then, of course, the Comedy of Errors at 6 p.m. Tickets available. You can go to the River and Woods site, go to their Facebook page, and also the tickets are at rawtc.booktix.com. Have you worked together? You seem to have, before this. Is this the first time that you two have worked together?
Yeah, I mean, we just met.
Literally. You know?
What is it in terms of, when you start a production, it's often very much a clean slate. You have to start at the beginning and usually work. How many weeks has this production gone on? How many weeks of rehearsal have you had?
I think since the beginning of July, but... Yeah. It's been kind of spread out, I feel like, for a show.
What is the key for a cast, a crew, a director to have a show come together? in your experiences, because I'm not going to ask you for an example, but I imagine there's been shows where it's been more difficult to have it come together, and there have been shows that have been easier to come together. In your experiences, has there been anything that's said, boy, this really helped make this show a much better production and maybe even a much better experience for everybody involved? Hmm. Is that a tough question?
That is. Yeah. Maybe I feel like it's a couple things, of course, like planning, like everyone's collaboration and just like excitement to do their best and portray a role as good as they can, like combination.
Definitely excitement, because that really brings in everyone else, like that energy, and then everyone starts to feel that around themselves, and then they build up on that.
Have you met in your careers, I mean, it's a big word, but the relationships, I imagine that's one of the best parts of being put together in situations of live theater. I mean, it's such a unique experience, isn't it? I imagine you've developed great friendships just based on meeting at shows like this, correct?
Yes.
When you tell people that you're involved in this show, a Shakespeare show, and you of course, part of the fun of theater is you don't want to just be out there and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
The crowd is such a big factor in live theater. And for folks that are listening right now, how would you sell them on this? Why? Because there might be people saying, oh, Shakespeare, that's above my head, or whatever it may be. How do you sell folks? So maybe you have friends or family that say, hey, we got the show coming up this weekend. I want you to come. And they'll say, well, what's it all about? What should I be thinking about? How do you sell it? How do you get people to come?
I definitely say, well, don't you want me to, you know, don't you want to see me fight somebody?
Yeah, no, that's definitely
the most interesting part, I will say.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dramatic. You get to see me throw myself at my friend on stage.
Exactly. So who doesn't want to see that?
It's kind of the simplest answer, I know, but like, just mention the most dramatic thing about it and remind them, yeah, the language might be a little confusing, but it's funny.
It is funny.
Has it come together well? Do you feel confident as we get to the final moments before you actually open up the, I don't know if you have an actual curtain, probably not in the outdoors, but no. When you walk out onto the stage, do you feel confident that this production is where it should be for the folks that are coming seeing it?
Yeah, I feel like we're definitely very, 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 very close to where we should be. It's ready, but of course, there's still a little hiccups. We're adjusting to the outdoor stage, so right. It's a little nerve-wracking, but
definitely just we'll have to be there, confident in our like wordplay, because it's like it's very difficult words.
Ian, do you have a question? Because I know that since you have the experience of doing Shakespeare, being part of the Shakespeare in the Park production, anything that I'm missing for these young ladies that we should be talking about or thinking about?
Well, I do understand about how the language can be confusing, especially when it comes to Shakespeare, because I've said this before, but people in Shakespeare's time did not talk like this. So that's definitely one of the challenges for me. I think a question that I like to ask is, you know, do you think it's easier or harder doing outdoor a theater as opposed to indoor a theater? Like, is there more challenges or is it more fun?
I feel like it is a bit more challenging because we've got to project a lot more. There's a lot more space. There's not like microphones or anything, but I mean, it's still the same amount of fun, I would say.
I agree. Like, you definitely have that other experience of going outside, and it's like it's a whole different thing because there's bugs, you know, there's a whole new setup. It's not like a regular stage, and like you just have to pronunciate louder and clearer for people to hear you better.
Do you guys have any plans on being on stage for your school productions coming up this year?
So, do you want to go first or do you want me to go?
You can go first.
We're doing Little Shop of Horrors for our school production this year.
Mm. Mm-hmm. East or Everest again?
East.
And then Everest?
Yep. Everest is doing SpongeBob for their senior show and Dear Edwina Jr. for their younger show.
Very good. Again, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, River and Woods Theater Company, A Midsummer Night's Dream, the kids show at 2 p.m. each of the days, and of course then come back for the Comedy of Errors at 6 p.m. at Stewart Park. Again, you can get more information at the River and Woods Theater Company Facebook page, and you can get tickets at rawtc.booktix.com. Bela, Ariana, break a leg, have fun. Enjoy Shakespeare, and hopefully a lot of folks come out and see the show. And also, knock on wood, that the weather is really good as well.
Yes.
But, I've seen stuff that scares me with the weather, so I'm hoping it holds up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a time out. We're coming up on the top of the hour. We'll have an information update, news, weather, and sports coming up. And then another hour to go, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9. And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23 here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Hump Day, heading downhill towards the weekend, August the 13th of 2025. Beautiful start here in Wausau. We are live from our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 63 degrees under sunny skies. Really not a better way to start off a mid-August morning. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Again, in our first hour, thanks to our guests, as we were joined by Bela Fritz and Ariana Bloom, cast members of A Midsummer Night's Dream from the River and Woods Theater Company, part of a doubleheader of Shakespeare in the Park. That's on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. A Midsummer Night's Dream will be performing each of those days at 2 p.m., and then the other show, A Comedy of Errors, will be performing at 6 p.m. each of those evenings. And, of course, one of our cast members for A Comedy of Errors is our very own Ian Welsh. And, Ian, I was looking at the weather forecast, because obviously when you're outdoors, the weather forecast is very, very important.
Yep.
And I would say that much like our number for the day quiz, it's sort of a mixed bag at this point. The Thursday and Friday looking very, very nice. Saturday, not so very nice. So hopefully the weather forecaster will be correct, with sunny skies both on Thursday and Friday.
I hope so.
And temperatures very moderate for this time of year. It could be a lot hotter. Temperatures around 80 Thursday, and then on 84 on Friday, but looking like a pretty good chance of some rain then on Saturday. So, well, oh, you've been keeping an eye on that, or are you just going to say, hey, whatever it is.
Our director does have a backup indoor venue. She's trying to get it in place for Saturday in case the weather does get a little rough. So we do have a backup plan just in case the weather is bad.
That's always good. Always be prepared.
Absolutely.
Are you guys ready to roll? Tonight will be final dress, right?
It is. And I think we're feeling pretty good about this. I don't know too much about A Midsummer Night's Dream because I haven't been a part of those rehearsals. But the Comedy of Errors is it's really come a long way. Everybody's having fun and we're all working as a team. And it's going to be a really great show. You know, hopefully we get a lot of people to come out for not just our show, for the afternoon show as well. Hey. And hopefully the weather cooperates for the most part, like you said.
Fantastic. So again, check out River and Woods Theater at Facebook. There's information on how you can order your tickets and be part of it. Again, starts tomorrow with shows at 2 and 6. And then it continues on Friday and Saturday as well. Also, I wanted to make a quick note for people to mark their calendars, because this is the final Wednesday without the big high school sports show. Because
coming back,
starting next week, in fact, our coverage of high school athletics begins next week, but also It's a big week because the return of the big high school sports show Wednesdays from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And this year, we're also going to air it on Facebook, on YouTube.
Nice.
So be able to see a live stream of me, my co-host in the fall, Jason Foster, during football season. And every week, we will have an opportunity to also be joined by an area coach for one of our local high school football teams, yeah, and also a student athlete as well. And that's always one of the best parts of the program, get a chance to sit down with the coach and the student athlete and be able to learn a little bit more about their teams, about their lives, and a whole bunch more. So I hope that you'll join us starting next week, Wednesday, from 6 until 8 p.m. Of course, you can also get the program as a podcast. We'll have it posted on our website and also on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts as well. So you can tune in at your leisure. But we'll be looking at all of our area conferences, preview and review the action, and a whole bunch more. And really excited about that. And also, need to note that as part of our, it's almost like premiere week next week. You know, the TV networks have, when they bring out the new shows, they call it premiere week.
Yeah, that's what CBS is doing right now.
Yeah, so next week will be premiere week, because not only will we start our high school football coverage, we'll also be starting the big high school sports show. Mm-hmm. But then a week from Saturday, there'll be the return of Sully's College Football Page.
Yes.
Myself and Dan Sullivan on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11, right after the Wausau Business Show from 8 till 9. But every Saturday during the college football season, 9 to 11 a.m., Sully and myself talk about the Badgers, what they're up to in terms of their game that week, and reviewing the action as well, but then talking about the Big Ten and college football as a whole. So I know Sully's very excited about it, and looking forward to the return of Sully's College Football Page. So again,
you know, I've heard it's not actually the Big Ten anymore. I saw a commercial for it. I think they're calling it the Big 12 now.
No, actually, the Big 12 is a different conference.
Oh, okay.
And the funny thing is, neither the Big 10 nor the Big 12 have either 10 or 12 teams in their conference.
Oh, gosh.
So it's a, it's easy.
Makes it even more confusing.
No, it's easy to be confused when it comes. So if you are confused about that, I think everyone, we'll explain it on Sully's College Football Page on Saturday mornings, starting a week from Saturday. So premiere week next week.
Yep.
On 98.9 WXCO.
It's going to be a big week.
You are 1 for 2 this week so far in the number for the day quiz.
I'm holding steady.
So if you get it right today, you'll clinch a passing grade. So yep, we'll have that coming up in our final local segment at 8:52.
Awesome.
But coming up next, we'll send it back to Pat Kreitlow. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The time is 8:29, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. We are very happy that you tune in to us on a weekday morning. Of course, you have your choices just down the road. The man who we play that theme whenever we bring up a little item that catches,
you know,
my attention.
Talk about when we play that song.
And again, congratulations to Chris Conley, the new morning host at WSAU. I'm sure his ratings are still fantastic, as he likes to tell us, and taking over for Meg Ellison. But the thing I want to talk about here is more important, actually, because if there's one thing that I can't stand, it's hypocrisy. And over the last 2 days, Mr. Conley and I just happened to take a peek at his commentary, and you can take a peek at his commentary as well if you feel like it over at the website for WSAU Radio. But yesterday, Conley championed Donald Trump's move to take over the Washington, D.C. police, which, again, is outrageous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But basically, he just poo-pooed anybody that pushed back against it, anybody that accurately pointed out that Washington, D.C.'s crime rate in many different areas has gone down over the last couple of years. But he had excuses for that and others as well. And the idea of local control in that case was something that he truly doesn't care about. And then after yesterday talking about that and writing about that today, Mr. Conley talks about the issue of, in the village of Weston, a fire fee. And that's been talked about. And in this case, Mr. Conley thinks that the village trustees should not be the ones making a decision on this, that it should go to a referendum. And he quotes a former trustee who happens to be a far-right conservative. Okay. So the one person he quotes in it to give a little foundation to his point of view is somebody that thinks exactly down the line like he does. But basically, Conley is saying that this should be put on as a referendum in the village of Weston. I can talk about this because I'm actually a resident of the village of Weston, so I feel I can speak of this in a somewhat intelligent way.
Go ahead.
But Mr. Conley thinks that this is an issue that should be decided by the 16,000 people in the village of Weston. But it appears now that the village board may be deciding on its own about the fire fee without a referendum. The thing I'm going to point out here, there are times that a referendum is good, and there are times I think that the people that you elect should do the job that you elected them to do. And for the most part, that's where I stand. I don't think we should be having referendums all the time, because then it gets to the point that it's too much. But at the same time, there may be instances where it is the right thing to do. But I tend to be of the persuasion on any issue. And sometimes I get upset because a board may go against what I think is the will of the people. And one example is often when a state legislature will decide to give hundreds of millions of dollars or even billions of dollars to a professional sports team and their owners by building a new stadium or giving them land around the new stadium,
right,
where if it went to a referendum, that most people would think that, no, we should be spending our tax money in different areas, that the multi-billionaire owners of these teams should be putting their own money into this if they really want to build the value of their franchise. But more often than not, you never see an instance where the entire voting public gets an opportunity to do that.
Mm.
So in that case, I get a little bit annoyed by it. So I understand Conley's point that if the board here is going to do something he doesn't think is right, that he's upset about it. But yesterday, he takes away the people's voice, saying that Donald Trump should take over the Washington, D.C. Police Department with no voice from the people. And then today he says, well, the people of Weston should vote on whether or not they want fire protection.
That's hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. So, I found the idea back-to-back days going from one end of the of the page to the other is kind of silly, but that's he's got his right to have his opinion too.
It is,
but yeah. I just thought it was sort of odd that he would go in that direction.
I'm glad you said something.
Well, and again, I understand there are points where you would like to see full referendums, but it shouldn't be strictly based on, well, the board is going to do something I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You either be consistent or not be consistent. Either the people get the voice or they don't get the voice, because Washington, D.C.'s minority communities apparently don't get the voice that Chris Conley's communities get. So, all right, let's go into our number for the day quiz. You're one for two this week.
That's right.
And I know you're a big Disney fan, so
yes,
I've got another Disney little item here for you to wrap things up.
Okay.
It was on this date, August the 13th of what year, that Walt Disney's animated classic Bambi premiered at Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
Bambi.
So when did it premiere? It was on this date in what year? And your choices are,
okay,
1942.
Right.
1952. 1962.
1942, 52, or 62. Okay, if I remember my Disney history, I gotta go back a little bit, but I do remember this. 42, 52, or 62, right?
42, 52, okay. And 62.
Okay, final answer. I'm going with my gut on this one. I'm going to say 1942. 1942 is my final answer.
Walt Disney's animated feature Bambi premiered on August the 13th of 1942.
Yes.
2 out of 3 this week.
Oh, I'm so thankful I got that right.
All right. Well, tomorrow we'll be back. We will have an opportunity to talk about what's going on at the Grand Theater in Wausau. As once again, we'll have Anya Hammond.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.